In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
So then we go to Temecula and Tamara's like, okay, girls, a limousine is here. Just kidding, it's motorcycles. And Shanna's like, oh God, I hope it's not, but it's motorcycles. Well, wait, great. Guess I'll go on a motorcycle.
I guess we'll go on a motorcycle. Does anyone notice the birds are flying especially low today? Is that just me? She's like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? I'm like not dressed for like a motorcycle.
So they wackily take sidecars that these big dudes are driving. And they...
You know, I was Brian's excited like, when they offered me a sidecar.
Nice to meet you, Shannon. Like, are you single? Are you single for Shannon? Hey, if you're single, I've got someone desperate in you. Am I right? Am I right? Shannon, show him your snack haul. Show him your snack haul.
Question. Okay, Mr. Sidecar Driver. First of all, do you actually have any sidecars to offer? Also, and second of all, you don't happen to live in the path of a hurricane, do you? Okay, great. I think we can continue this romance.
Should I keep my mouth shut for bugs? He's like, no. Oh my God, what am I on a roller coaster? I'm terrified. Oh, I fell down. I'm just in a sidecar, but I can still fall. Wacky Shannon.
I am getting a phone call from Heather DeBro. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Yes, Shannon, I just want to say you should keep your mouth closed, not for the bugs, but just in case a bird flies in there. Okay, have a great time.
Birds fly low in poor country.
Eagles don't fly with pigeons, but they also don't fly as high as my penthouse.
Oh my God, I've got some snot. Snot's coming out of my nose. Snot's coming out of my nose. Oh my God, Shannon, I'm right behind you. Please don't get up. Oh, Shannon, I just got something on my face. It was my snot. I'm so sorry about my snot. Shannon, why are you talking like that? I'm on a motorcycle. So am I, and I'm not talking like that. I'm sorry, you can't help it. More snot.
Please. Come on, the guild, please. Shannon, are you turning into Roger Rabbit?
A shave and a haircut.
So they get there, and Shannon cheers by, like, raising her arms and hits Brian in the face. She's like, oh, sorry, Brian.
I can tell you one thing, guys. The bread's not doing this at his sleepover. And then we cut to Heather saying,
Nate, Butler Nate, will you take a picture for me?
Well, my name is Alan.
Whatever, Nate. Take a picture of the three of us having the best time of all time.
Okay. So they're taking photos.
Wait a minute. I got snot all over my glasses, Shannon. I'm sorry. It wasn't very nice on me. Motorcycles aren't even moving anymore, you dumb bitch. Come on.
So they go to this like lounge area and she's like,
oh my God, was he like single?
No, he's married.
I tried. I was like, you know what? I think I wouldn't mind a life of riding in a sidecar instead of that Cybertruck. But he said, sorry, already been claimed. So back to the Cybertruck it is. Oh, well, I'm happy. I'm really happy about
it. There's a guy over there by that food cart. He might be single. Shannon, do you like men who steam hot dogs? Oh, my God. Fuck off. Please.
So then they sit down.
Yes, I will give him my number.
Sit down and they're like, oh, I wonder what the other ladies are doing right now. And Gina goes, probably counting money. So we cut to Heather going, wait, I have my black card, ladies. Let's go shopping and I'll buy you something.
And they're like walking down Rodeo Boulevard in a way that like no one walks down that street. They're like, here we
it's
are.
A drive.
We ladies. You're right. Rodeo Drive. Rodeo Boulevard, something else. But just driving, they're walking down it, like strutting, like they're doing like the opening credits of some like Sex and the City knockoff. Like, here we are, Heather and her girlfriends walking down Rodeo. Here we are. And they're like in these like short little skirts, like girls about the town having fun. Isn't this great, guys? And then Gretchen's like, are you guys
buy us something? Cause like, do we get a Birkin out of this deal? Cause honestly, I really can only afford going to the Cheesecake Factory on Beverly. Okay. This is a little weird for me.
And she's like, Gretchen's like, Beverly Hills, you knew where all the fancy stores are. Yeah. It's fucking Rodeo Drive, Gretchen. Oh my God. These people are so embarrassing. I can't. And Heather's like, I know everything in retail. For example, Rodeo Drive has nice stores. You stupid. Stupid. He's kidding. I'm being nice today. Okay. And Emily's like, she's like, we're going to go take a ride at Van Cleef and then a left at Chanel. What did you, wait a minute. There's paparazzi over there. Did you call the paparazzi? And sure enough, there's a lady over there like taking their pictures and stuff. And they're like, you so called the paparazzi. And then the paparazzo's like, hi, I just wanted to say Heather did not call me to be paparazzo today. I just happened to be here taking your picture spontaneously.
Thank you, Alfredette. Thank you for vindicating me. And they're like, wait a second. Did she pay you? What? That's absolutely ridiculous. Why would I ever pay anyone? And the lady goes, she's like, well, I know for a fact that you did not call the paparazzi. Not now, not ever.
Okay. You know for a fact, huh? Totally not planted person. This is so Heather. I love it. And they're like, wait, so Heather invited us to walk down the street to prove that she didn't get a paparazzi by having a paparazzi who recognized her in all the storylines on Real Housewives of Orange County well enough to stand up like, for her. Sure. Okay.
Sure, Jan.
Okay.
Sure, Jan.
Oh, Heather. So then,
yeah, right. So then... they're all been like, this seems strange. It's a paid actor. And Heather's like, thank you very much, Alfredette. I appreciate it. Okay, now let's go to Crustacean and eat some food.
So they go into the Crustacean, which is like a big fancy Beverly Hills institution at this point. And they're like, oh, wow, it's a fancy restaurant. They've got a koi fish. That's crazy. And the waiter's like, yes, the koi fish is almost 30.
Kill it. Kill it now. We will only accept koi fish that are 56 and older.
I like that. I'm sorry to go back to this, but I just saw this line and think it's so funny. The paparazzo goes, I know who shot that shot and it was not set up. I know it for a fact. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for.
Yeah.
Okay. So they come in and Emily's like, wow, well, Heather's paying. Give me the most expensive steak you've got. God, she's so embarrassing. I'm like so embarrassed to even watch it on TV. It's so awkward.
It's so cringy. Like, cause it's like her comedy. She thinks she's being funny. Like when she's like in a fancy place, she likes to be like the kid in the back of the classroom, like throwing paper airplanes. She's like,
fancy food, right? Stupid.
And she gets like very kind of like cave woman about it in a way that she thinks is funny. Like she's really sticking it to the upper class or something. Like she's, it's clearly some weird thing with her, but she thinks she's being really funny, but she just comes off looking stupid. Like you've been on this show for many years now, like act like you've been here before. Okay. You're supposed to be, you're on a show about wealth. Just act like it already. I'm sick of it. I want you to be a rich asshole. Not a poor asshole pretending to be rich. Okay, even
and if I sat down with somebody and I'm like, hey, I'm taking you to dinner, and they order the most expensive thing on the menu,
Fuck off.
Like, why are you even hanging around with these people? They're losers. They're losers. So the waiter's like, oh, you must try the tuna cigars. They're iconic. All right. They're basically little tiny Lady Gagas in a steamed bowl, in a frozen bowl. Please order the tuna cigars. So Heather's like, that's cute. We'll get that. I'd love to see how Emily reacts to it.
What's the best steak? Give me the best one. $149. No problem. Heather's paying. Do you have Fireball?
He's like, no, we don't have that. So then we go over to Temecula, and Shannon's like, okay, everyone, we got lots of cheese over here. Okay, let's enjoy lots of cheese. Does anyone know if that hot dog man is still here? I think I actually do want to say hello to him. No? Okay, well, that was a missed opportunity.
So they bring over some wine tasting stuff, and Gina's like, well, I wouldn't love a spit bucket because, like, I don't actually drink, but, like, I do want to do swish and spit.
That's like my mom and her boyfriend. Hey, by the way, do you like me again, Shannon? You like me? She's like, I mean, let's just don't. It's been super fun, but you don't need to give me the primary room. I mean, I'm not comfortable. So I'm not comfortable being the primary. Okay. I like being the secondary. Please don't make me primary.
But I'm doing everything I can to make you like me, can't you stupid drunk hot fitness? Okay. I'll try anything. Look, even Jen likes me. Look at Jen over there.
And Gina's like, it's so annoying just watching her fuck everything up. Like, don't talk to Amara. Just sit there and drink your ween. Okay. So then,
that Shannon likes me again now. Shannon likes me. She's like, okay, this is making me uncomfortable. Please don't do this in front of the hot dog man. Okay, I'm trying to make eyes with him. Please, camera.
I just took a hot dog and I wrote my number on the inside of the bun, and then I handed him back the hot dog bun back, and then he gave me $1, which was very confusing because I didn't pay for the hot dog in the first place. Is he gonna call me?
So then the waiter brings a spittoon and they're spitting and they're like laughing. It's so funny. And Jen is like, oh my God, we're like some hawk tuas. And Gina's like, oh my God, that is like not a graceful thing. It really is like hawk tua.
She was like, a hawk tua? Is that like the hawk that I saw flying into the window at the primary room this morning? No. What's hawk tua?
Well, you know, hawk tua, that's when you go on your hands and then you jerk them off like that.
And she's like, oh, I've never heard of that. What are you trying to shuck a corn? What are you doing? Is it a shake weight? What are you doing? And they're like, oh my God, get her a man. She's like, well, I'm not a spitter. I'm so sorry. Yes, ladies, I don't know what a hawk tua is. I don't spit in things and I don't do whatever this is with your hands.
The producer's like, so are you more of a swallower?
She's like, oh my God. Well, I swallow things when I drink them. I don't spit them. Oh my God, that didn't sound good. Oh my God.
So then back at the other place, Gretchen's like,
oh wow, this food is so beautiful. Wow. You know what? Do you mind if I pour my own fireball into a cup with ice? Because I gotta stick with this.
God, you guys are so tacky. And I don't even think we said the part earlier. We skipped it over when Emily's like, yeah, I just want to get Gretchen as wasted as possible so we see the fun, sexy side of Gretchen come out. Are you this tone deaf on this show? Like, seriously?
I know. I was like, you guys just kicked someone off of the show based off of the last time you people tried to do this to Gretchen. So let's not. Jeez. So then two cigars arrive, and Emily's like, wait, what's on the end of it? And the waiter's like, caviar. And she goes, mother trucker, I'm not a caviar, girls. I don't want to eat things out of anybody's vagina. Like, not anybody. It's a fish. It's not like you're scooping something out of like Michelle Williams. Or something. I don't know why I came up with her, but like she's so ridiculous. And then she takes the cigar and she like picks it up in this really sort of like big sort of silly way and like plops it down on Gretchen's plate. I'm like, just
like, I won't even eat this. You are so fucking tacky. And who doesn't know what caviar is? Are you, you've never seen caviar, really? You don't know what it
or like
you don't. Fuck, I
like don't
her.
Eat she the part sucks. The side with the caviar. I mean, it just is so like remember last year or 2 years ago, she had the cucumber dangling out of her mouth. She, you know what? She has really weird issues around food. And I think this is just another extension of that.
I think it's just her trying to be funny and wacky and just failing miserably. She's so tacky. So Emily is asking, you know, how's LA different than Orange County, Heather? And she's like, oh, it's weird and fun and cool. It's like I've been taking classes at the Groundlings, you know, that's been really fun. And they're like, really? She goes, yeah. And one of the gals in there, you know, we're gals because, you know, we're just gals in the Groundlings. That's what we call ourselves, Groundlings gals. And she wrote a musical and, you know, she asked me to be in it. So I was honored. I was actually truly honored. And then we see clips from the musical and Heather is playing Heather, basically. It's like, hello, poor people. Welcome to Rich County. I'm sorry that you're poor. I'm so sorry that you're poor. Goodbye. Goodbye. Poor people. Poor people.
Welcome to Poor County, where the birds fly low and the prices are high. Poor County. Poor County.
Remember, when your cart's full, your heart's full.
Poor County. Poor County.
I died. I was like, just when Heather said, oh, I've been taking classes at Groundlings. I mean, when you look at Heather Dubrow, the last thing that you think of is like Groundlings.
That's also what I call the people on the first floor of our building, by the way, the Groundlings.
But I have to say, ever since I moved to LA, it's been 24 years. I've always wanted to take improv classes. I was going to years and years ago. And every time I'm like, oh, I want to take improv classes. It's like, maybe I'll do UCB, maybe this, years and years. And I just never did it. Something always came up. The scheduling never worked out. And I was talking to someone like a few months ago and I was like, you know what? Maybe this time I will take an improv class. Finally, I'll take an improv class. And I didn't. And I'm like, to think if I had just acted on that, I could have taken an improv class with Heather Dubrow. That would have just been the most hilarious, wonderful thing of all time.
Yeah.
Heather, it's yes and no, but yes and no.
Or they have an exercise where you stand across from the other person and you have to be the mirror for the other person, right? So the other person is like doing their makeup and you have to copy them. You know, you start doing your makeup on the opposite side. Or you start like, it's like putting on a tie, you know? It's like one guy's putting on a tie and Heather's putting on makeup. Heather, why are you putting on makeup? The guy's putting on a tie. I'm trying to help him. His skin needs help. He has very poor skin. No, Heather, you're not supposed to be the mirror of fixing them. You're supposed to do exactly what they do.
I don't have poor limbs. I just can't move like this.
I would love to see Heather doing that. It'd be very Snow White, Queen encoded.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
All right, Heather, improvise, pantomime, mopping your floor.
Okay.
Heather, you're not moving.
I am. I'm watching Alfredo mop my floor.
No, Heather.
This is how I do it.
Pick up the mop, Heather.
I didn't work so hard for this to get to this point. Okay, work harder, Alfredo. Do more physicality, please.
Okay, everyone, we're going to need some suggestions from the audience, some prompts to help the scene get along. Okay, ma'am, you're right there. Oh,
me. Okay, you have just told your servant to bring all your bowls to Nobu because you're going to be having dinner with your family there later tonight.
Okay. All right, we just need one word to get this show going.
Adjudicated. Adjudicated.
Okay, we need a name.
Wendy Malik, and I'll give you an adjective. Failure. Okay, go.
So they're like, okay.
Yes, and also, you know, I came up doing musicals. My career was in theater. You've all heard this, right? That's how I started. A theater career.
Yeah, musicals, right?
Yes, I loved that. The audience loved it, more importantly. And so I've been taking vocal lessons again. I joined an acting class.
They're just looking at her like, are you? They're looking at each other like, oh my God, no. I say good for her, because that you really have to put your pride to the side to be like, listen, I'm a rich woman who's not 20, because everyone in those classes is like 20 to 25, you know? It's like, I'm just some rich lady who's older than everybody else. And I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to do whatever I want. So good for her.
Like, I love the thought of like those like at her, in her class, there's probably a bunch of like 23 or 24 year olds, and then Heather Dubrow. And it's just like, it's like Strangers, it's like a weird version of Strangers with Candy, you know? And I also love that Heather's like, I am currently letting Bravo fill me as I try to transition out of Bravo. Like, yeah. I mean, we've seen it before, people singing, like, et cetera, but like, it's so blatant. It's like, move to Beverly Hills. It's like, I'm moving out of the city that I'm supposed to be filming in, and I'm actively doing whatever I can to get off of this show, to get out of reality TV.
So we go back to the vineyard, and Shannon's like, well, Heather is taking comedy classes. And she goes,
what? She wants to do comedy? Well, that was my understanding of it. I just cannot see Heather doing improv. Yeah, I've never really known her to be a comedian. I mean, come on.
I could see Terry doing Get That Patch.
And we see a flashback to Terry making that stupid joke about
Janet, Talia.
So then Emily's like, so by the way, Jen asked me if I thought you, Heather, were pacified Tamara because you're scared of her. Are you scared of Tamara, Heather? And what was your response? I'd like to adjudicate this right now.
And Emily's like, eyes are crying for no reason. I'm like, can Emily see? Did she just get LASIK? What is happening? So then we see a flashback to this, and Emily saying to Jen, Heather pacifies Tamara because she doesn't want to get into it because she can't deal with Tamara's aggressiveness. She goes, well, I don't remember what I said exactly, but maybe I said that I thought that maybe you did.
Well, first of all, Jen's statement is bullshit. And everything happened in New Orleans. And then we met and I was trying to explain and I felt thrown away and everything. And I was like, what the fuck happened? So I did say that to Tamara.
Yeah, but during the lie detector test, you said you were scared of her.
Well, when they asked me, are you scared of her? My brain went, yeah, because that was scary. Is that not a normal thing to say?
I said, yes, I am scared of her because I was afraid that she may actually just be a rabid raccoon wearing some sort of Terry Mugler dress. Like, oh, but are you scared of her now?
No, because I've gotten over that. I'm taking improv now. I'm so tired of being, of hearing that I'm scared of Tamara. I'm the only person who told her how upset I was after New Orleans. And the rest of the group, oh, they're all bark, 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 bark. And then when they see her, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you okay? I should have called. Who's scared? It's all you. Yes, and?
She's right, though. She at least stood up to Tamara. Nobody else does. And then they're like, scaredy cat.
I think she's exhausted by Tamara. It's like, she's like, I just want to have a season where I just don't want to deal with her for a season. Let me have a break. I'm just going to pretend to be friends with her.
Yeah. So then the vineyard ladies are taking a walk and Shannon's like falling down, you know, wackily, and they're cracking up. And then Gina and Tamara are talking. So Gina's like,
so how do you think it's going with Shannon and Jen? Well, I mean, I think Shannon's got some hesitation, you know, because she holds grudges. She's a real grudge holder. I mean, look at me. I called the girl a stupid drunk bitch for 1 year and she still won't forgive me. I mean, what am I going to do?
I'm never going to forget what happened last year when she said, you like me now? I was like, I don't know how to react to that. I mean, it didn't help that I went, ah! But like I said, I really didn't know how to react.
Jen seems to be moving forward, but I'll be honest. Jen is very upset that you showed Heather that photo.
Oh my God, you and Emily. I can't with you two working in tandem. Jesus.
I know.
Like, I hope this is peaceful. Okay, now I'm going to go start a fight.
Also, by the way,
no subtlety.
No subtlety whatsoever. But let's not forget this one little thing that Tamara just said, that Shannon really holds on to grudges. I was like, it was like within the calendar year and she just got a DUI and she was working on trying to drink more responsibly and be sober. And you were coming at her and screaming at her and saying that she was an alcoholic. And now she's like, oh, she just can't get over it. She's such a grudge holder. It's like, no, she's allowed to hold this grudge for a little bit. I'm not going to give that.
It's typical. It's typical, Tamara, you know, blow stuff up and it's like, oh my God, why is everybody so mad?
This is sensitive. Everybody's such a snowflake.
So then, now we see Jen and Jen talking to Gina in the bedroom, a flashback.
And Jen's like, yeah, I saw Emily the other day and she brought up the fatty photo and I got pissy. She's like, oh, well, it's good to communicate things that bother you. You don't want it to continue to happen. You should tell Tamara right now, like on this trip for sure. You should definitely communicate. But nothing changes until Tamara changes. So Tamara's like, well, it wasn't like I showed some fucking ugly picture or something. Well, that's how it was presented, Tamara. And who presented it? Heather.
Oh, so now we're going to turn it around to Heather. It's Tamara who did all of this, and now we're going to turn this into a Heather fight.
Of course. So then we see like a flashback to Heather saying, Tamara said to me that Jen wants to be here, and then she showed me a picture of her as heavy, full-bodied, robust, large-boned, wide, big-shadowed.
Not like she was fat or anything. She just showed me a picture of her. An unwanted photo of her. How do I say this? Fleshy. A fleshy photo. It was a fleshy photo.
Well, I didn't know it's presented as a fat photo.
She's like, well, I mean, when you told me that Tamara pulled out the fat photo, that like that's what I hear.
Yeah, Tamara's Heather said that it was a fat photo. So Heather tried to set you up by calling it a fat photo, even though it wasn't a fat photo.
Well, that's unfortunate that Heather made it out like that, because it wasn't a fat photo. It was just a photo that was fat. It was just it was literally a fat photo. Like it was printed on very big paper.
I get it. I get blamed for everything.
So then it's time for dinner. Jen's like, how was your walk? Because we barely made it for the landmines.
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy walking. She's like, yeah, there was a lot of adventure there. But Gina brought up something on the walk. And she said that when we talked today, you didn't feel totally resolved. Do you want to resolve it right now?
And by the way,
thank you so much for asking. Okay, go ahead, Ben, please. I'm so sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead.
I believe at this point, they're sitting down for dinner, right? This is dinner time. They're sitting at that table for dinner, right, Ronnie?
Yeah. Some meal. In Housewives time.
Tamara is wearing like a cowboy hat and there's like, it's very sort of like warmly hued in there. It's like candlelit or something like that. The way she has like huge amounts of like eye makeup on, like black eye makeup. And it basically makes her eyes, she looks like an alien. She truly looks like the tall grays or whatever it is, like black eyes. They're fully black eyes. And she has her like tapered face. And I was like, this is it. Tamara is showing her full form. She is truly an alien now. And this wasn't even a joke. I was like, she literally looks like an alien. She has arrived from another planet and now it all makes sense. She is not a human. It explains why she has so much difficulty with human emotions, because she's just been trying to study and trying to fit in as best as her alien self can.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You come in peace. I hear you. I will take you to my leader once I find him. But, you know, the girls were telling me that you showed them a fatty photo. She goes,
I never said it was a fatty photo. It was just a photo where you were fat in it. It's not like I called you fat.
She's like, oh, well, then what was the intent?
Oh, well, basically, it was to call you fat.
So you're calling me fat?
No, I didn't call you fat. I just showed a fatty photo of you. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're going to get mad at the Bible that the bush burned? It's not the Bible's fault. It's just the scrap in the bush.
Look, okay, I'm going to be totally honest, okay? I was talking about the fact that I felt like you just changed. She's like, you know, she just changed from one person that she was, a super fat, ugly, fat person, and then you just change. And it just was like a lot to deal with, and you're just different. And you were this shy, timid, extremely fat girl before, and now you were super insecure on behalf of you being fat, and then you just changed completely. You just changed into like a non-fat person. That's all I was saying.
Wait, so you're saying I look different to you?
Yeah, you look totally different. I mean, you were this shy, timid girl who was very fat, and now you're this you know, wanting to be me girl who's not as fat. I mean, what do you want? I mean, it's like you were super insecure, and then you just changed. Now you're not insecure. I hate non-insecure people.
And so she's like, okay, well, I did lose weight because when I was married, I was so lonely. And when the kids were napping, not even hungry, I would eat and snack because something about food made me happy.
Well, something. Yeah. Welcome to my life. Something about food. Like, why are we going to make this now? Now Jen's going to piss me off in this scene because now she's acting like that was the worst thing in the world too. So Tamara's like,
well, now her boobs are out constantly. She's always wearing tight things. She's going to get married to a man with a cyber truck. She's driving around in the triangle. Fat people can't fit in triangles.
I remember hearing that Ryan, what he likes is tits on a stick. And Jen's pretty much like that. So guess what? I'm not fat shaming you. I'm skinny shaming you. Aha!
So Jen's like, well, where did I show you any different friendship, by the way? Why is it a problem for you?
Listen, I think it started becoming a problem when we did go to Cabo and Ryan's like, I'm in love with Jennifer. And I'm going to go, she's married and fat. And he goes, I know. She's going to leave her husband and then get skinny. And then 2 months prior to that, Will was at our house. And now we're looking like assholes because we're hanging out with the boyfriend. And Eddie's like, I feel dirty. So then I took a bath with him on camera. And America loved him.
She's so full of shit. And I'm glad that Shannon at least calls it out. Because she's like,
I mean, can you look in the mirror? Because you had an affair with Eddie when you were married to Simon. So
what?
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I showed the picture. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I feel like this is good because you guys are talking. And you know what? Sorries don't have any calories, so you should take it.
Can I see the picture, please? Can I please see it? Like, she's like, okay, shut up, bitch. It's like, yeah, let's put this picture to bed. She's like, okay, like, was that being shady? Probably, but yeah, take a look. Take a look.
That's fine, I was being shady because I was standing in front of somebody who created a lot of shade when they sit in front of the sun because you were really fat. You were so fat.
Yeah. You know, back in those days, Jen, you wouldn't sit around the house. You would sit around the house. Heyo.
I've never really understood that joke. Truly. Really never understood that. But thank you. I mean, I think that's a nice thing to say, right?
So they show her the picture and Jen looks at it and she goes, oh, that's a disgusting picture. Okay, now you're pissing me off. Because it's not disgusting to be 5 pounds overweight. What the fuck is wrong with you people, Jen? My God.
Tamara's like,
yeah, well, it's not the best picture of me either because I was a size minus one and now I'm a size minus two. So I was still mortified.
Gina's like, let me look at it. Honestly, it's not the best picture of either of you. Like neither one of you wins. I'm like, okay, re-roll season one. What the fuck is wrong with you people? All of you are horrible. You're all horrible human beings. And Jen's like, why do you go there, Tamara? I mean, this is such bullshit. If Evie did this to one of her girlfriends now at 14, I'd be like, you're a little bitch. And also, you're the new mother of 5 new cats. So please take care of them.
You showed this picture because you have low self-esteem, because you are so insecure. So you had to find some photo of me to pass around to our girlfriends that made you feel better. By the way, thank you so much. Thank you for reminding me of that wonderful day that we took that photo. That was a lovely time. Thank you so much.
You're right. I'm thin-secure. You're right. I'm secure in my thininity. But I apologize. That was shitty for me to do.
Oh, I hear that, Tamara. I hear it. But you know what? I'm myself for the first time in 47 years. And I think the problem, you don't like this version of me. You don't like this me. And I can tell.
No, that's not true. I just like you're so much stronger, you know, holding back forks. And you've got more of an opinion about, you know, just dumb things that don't make much sense. And you have a voice now because your mouth isn't always shut full of Pop-Tarts. So I actually love that. Good for you.
Okay, well, it doesn't feel like you do support me.
It's like, listen, I just told you I was pissed off at you because you kept fucking poking at me. You know, when I apologize, no one wants to accept it. They just want to fight back with me, bitch.
So Tamara's like,
what do you want me to say? Do you want blood?
Actually, yes, my vampire facialist has actually closed down, so I could actually use a little bit of blood in my face right now, Tamara. When are you opening your veins?
So then now Shannon's furious for no reason. She's like,
oh, you know what, Tamara? You know what? You don't want to take accountability for what you do. You go low. You go low. That's where
I
you go.
I do take accountability. I said sorry. I said sorry, bitch. It's so sincere. Every single time.
Okay, you go low when you're mad, and we all need to say, oh, it's okay, Tamara can go low, because that's just who she is.
Well, I don't go that low, and she doesn't go that low, and you don't go that low, and the hot dog man back there, he doesn't go that low, unless he drops a hot dog.
He actually did just go low. He hid behind the hot dog cart. Stop crunching down, I can still see you. I got you. Look inside the hot dog bun.
Oh, yeah, it was Shannon. You just do it behind everyone's back, because you don't want people to know.
Well, isn't that all right? Not all right, but like, isn't that like, if you're going to go low, better. I mean.
Yeah.
So Shannon's like,
you know what? I like you, Tamara. Believe it or not, I like you. Oh, it really sounds like it. And I have, but I have reservations at the Olive Garden later. Does anyone want to go to the Olive Garden? This food is just not doing it for me.
I don't know if you realize how hard it was last year because there was not one time that you did not come after me. But I was hurt though. I was hurt because I thought we were so close.
No, you spent the entire previous year talking about Shannon being a shitty friend to you because of her divorce with David and like, you know, sucking the life out of you. So
she goes, well, apparently it's just fun to call me a drunk and a C word and an alcoholic and have another drink every time you see me. So,
I mean, I don't want to go back with Shannon, but you would drink and you would say things that were not great about people. Okay, well, then let's go back. Let's go back. I mean, even Gina said she's concerned about your drinking right now. Right, Gina?
Oh, God. So predictable.
What do you mean? What, Gina? But I worry about you. I worry about you. That's what I had said.
And then it's like, dun, dun, dun. And we close the episode.
To be continued, was Gina being shitty like usual or was Gina being shitty like usual? We'll have to wait and see next week.
You're all monsters. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us, especially over here on Crabbins On Demand. What a joy. You guys want videos? There are Patreon. If you want the trailer trashes for Potomac and Below Deck Med, those are also over there on Patreon. Thanks so much for supporting us. We will see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time for Amazon Live over on Amazon Live, which you'll also be able to watch on your televisions with your, you know, Amazon Live app.
Prime.
Yeah. Amazon Prime app. And we will tell you where to go this Monday. Just check our social, Instagram.com/watchwithcrappins. Okay. We will talk to you guys next time. Love ya.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Kay Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.